This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Our education reporter Amy Scott told us yesterday that more than half of all public school students in this country qualify for free or reduced-priced lunches at school. Part of that's because schools are doing a better job of identifying kids who are eligible. Part of it's because the economy is not as robust as we might like, both of which make sense. But getting kids to actually eat those meals, that can be tough. From the education desk at WYPR, here's Amy with part two of her story.
There's a strip mall a couple of blocks from Paint Branch High School in Maryland's Montgomery County. It's got a 7-Eleven, a Pizza Hut, and a Chinese restaurant. And right around 11 in the morning, the students start rolling in. 18-year-old Kelvinisha Palmer, in braids and a baseball cap, hits the 7-Eleven.
So what did you buy today? What's in the bag?
I bought my friend a drink, and then I bought some chicken wings.
How much were they?
$7.77.
Okay, that's a nice round number.
It's also a lot more than the 40 cents she would have paid for lunch at school, where she's eligible for a reduced price lunch. That's because her mom earns less than 185% of the federal poverty level. But Kelvinisha has a part-time job serving food at a retirement home. So today, she skipped the cafeteria and splurged.
I just didn't like what they were having today.
Sorry. What was it today?
I think it was, they're like mozzarella sticks or the beefaroni spaghetti thing.
Judging from the crowd at the strip mall today, a lot of kids didn't like what was on the menu. At Paint Branch, just a quarter of the 2,000 students eat the school meal. Marla Kaplan is head of the Division of Food and Nutrition Services at Montgomery County Public Schools.
It's not just students that are eligible for free and reduced price meals. It's all students. As they get older, it's cooler to go to 7-Eleven and get a meal than it is to go into your school cafeteria. It's just the way kids are.
That's a problem, Kaplan says, because those chicken wings and hot dogs they're eating instead are more expensive and less nutritious than what schools are required to serve. So schools are fighting back. In Montgomery County, they've put kiosks with burgers and fruit in the dining area or outside in the hallway so students never have to enter the dreaded cafeteria. They're also sneaking some nutrition into what looks like fast food.
So, for instance, we take a chicken nugget. It's baked. It's not fried. It's got a whole grain crust.
Somebody's also been watching the Food Network. This year, rural Washington County, west of Baltimore, started serving salad in black plastic bowls instead of paper trays.
For two reasons. One, to get the color pop out of the black plastic. The second was to protect the integrity of the lettuce.
Jeffrey Prue runs the school meals program for Washington County.
Because the moisture from the lettuce will leach through the paper tray, and the lettuce will wilt faster.
Turns out when the salad looks better, more kids want to eat it.
You have to give them a reason to partake in the program, which is it's got to look good, it's got to taste good, it's got to be healthy.
And it can't make you feel like an outcast. In some schools, stigma is a bigger problem than the food.
In the lunch line, who's participating in free and reduced price lunch is supposed to be invisible. But schools often do things that make it visible, accidentally or not, and kids sometimes know.
Jim Weil is president of the nonprofit Food Research and Action Center. If cash changes hands on the lunch line, it's easy to see who pays and who doesn't. So more schools are switching to cashless electronic systems where you enter a PIN number. At breakfast, which is now on the menu at most schools, Weil says things can get even stickier.
Fewer kids eat breakfast. So there's a sense in some schools, particularly as kids get older, that breakfast is, quote, for the poor kids, and the more affluent kids don't eat it.
To get around that, more schools are serving breakfast in the hallway so kids can grab it on the way to class or even in the classroom.
Two hands carrying all your items. Close your milk up so it doesn't spill, please.
In a classroom at Smothers Elementary School in Washington, D.C., third graders grab egg sandwiches, cups of juice, and milk and take them back to their desks to eat. In this high-poverty school, skipping breakfast wasn't about stigma. All kids qualify for free meals. Principal Shannon Feinblatt says when breakfast was served in the cafeteria before class, students just weren't getting to school early enough.
Now kids are coming in on time, so we don't have a high truancy rate, and we don't have a high lateness rate, which is really great.
The links between nutrition and learning are well known, even by a third grader named LaVille.
Today was especially good because the juice cup, it was like filling my brain cells up stronger.
Your teacher must have told you to say that.
Why do you think it's important to have breakfast every morning?
So you could pay attention in class and you don't have to raise your hand and just say, I'm hungry.
The trick is how to keep kids this excited about eating at school when they get older and the 7-Eleven starts calling. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.